Here's the Marketplace Index for Thursday the 8th. I'm David Brancaccio. This program is about what's driving today's markets and what that says about the real economy. But first, let's do the numbers. The Dow down 198 points today, 1.6% to 11,997. Ford shares fell 2.5% today, despite word it plans to start paying its shareholders a 5-cent dividend again after 5 years of nothing. The S&P 500 down 26 points, 2.1%. NASDAQ falling 52 points, 2%. The 10-year Treasury yield down to 1.97%. Markets today were like a huffy kid who stomps off because Santa only brought him 2 out of the 3 gifts on his holiday list. The Santa, in this extended metaphor, is the European Central Bank, which today offered 2 nice presents ahead of the European Union's latest crisis summit tomorrow. One is a 0.25% cut in interest rates. Number 2 is an offer to lend cheaply to the banking system for as long as 3 years. But what some investors really, really wanted was for the central bank to buy more bonds from troubled European countries to prop up shaky government debt. Yet comments today by the bank's chief suggested that is not happening. Stefan Ostheimer is a strategist at the investment company Howe & Russling in Rochester, New York.
It definitely came as a bit of a disappointment to the market, I think. There's this expectation every time there's a summit and every time there's an action by the central bank that this will be the silver bullet that fixes the European crisis. But unfortunately, it's going to be a long process and there's going to be a lot of steps and missteps before we get there.
It's amazing, though, that in this day and age, you could go out to lunch just down the street in Rochester, and someone might say, what's going on? And you would say today, ECB cut interest rates 0.25%, and it's possible people would start to get the connection.
Absolutely. It affects all of these things. We don't necessarily see them in our day-to-day life, but they have tremendous impacts on even the local job market.
Because people worry that if it got worse in Europe, you could get another one of these credit crises where even if someone out there in Rochester were looking to expand their business, they might have some trouble getting a loan because of what's going on in Athens, going on in Brussels, Paris.
It's a domino effect. If there's a great cataclysm in the European bond market, that affects the European banks. The European and American banks lend to one another, so that affects the American banks, and they're less likely to take on more risk because they're worrying about the European banks. An American small business owner looking to get a loan is less likely to receive it because the banks are uncertain about the risk because of Europe, because of what's going on in Athens.
Stefan Ostheimer at Howe and Russling. Feeling maybe $7,800 poorer, the Federal Reserve said today that household wealth in America fell 4.4% July to September, the biggest drop since the dark days of 2008. Net worth was down $2.2 trillion, or $7,800 for every woman, man, and child in the country. The stock market in the third quarter accounts for an ugly piece of that. Time for the Daily Pulse, our offbeat take on the health of the U.S. economy. Pulse up today on a rough calculation of the chances a hybrid gas-electric car could be in our distant future. ExxonMobil is predicting that in 30 years, 40% of Americans will be driving hybrids. Americans burning less fossil fuel may not be all that terrifying for oil companies. ExxonMobil is expecting that developing countries could be using 60% more oil. Watch how we're monitoring the pulse of the economy at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Index on APM, American Public Media.